It's The Naked Scientists with Chris and Helen, and we're talking with Carolyn Crawford from Cambridge University. Carolyn, hi, welcome to the programme.
Hi.
Great to have you with us. Now, a lot of people probably look up into the void of space, and it's pretty large, and they're thinking, how did all this get here? And also, when I look up there and see blackness, what actually is that? So what is the fabric of space?
Oh, good. Straight for the deep question. What is the fabric of space? Well, there's so much in space. There's stars, there's planets, there's galaxies, and all of this started right at the point of the Big Bang. So, I mean, all of it starts there and it expands outwards and it's all devolved into all these wonderful things we see. So,
but is space a vacuum? I mean, is it some kind of material that we refer to as a fairly, sort of without committing ourselves, as the ether or something, or is it just nothing? What actually is space?
Well, space is never truly a vacuum. Even you have these enormous voids in space, and even those might still have a few particles in. But generally, in terms of what we're used to, we regard it as a vacuum. But that's in the enormous spaces between the stars and between the dust and gas clouds and the galaxies.
So when you say that everything started with the Big Bang, that was about, what,
13.7 thousand million years ago.
That's a very precise answer.
Oh, yes, I looked it up before I came in.
But how do we know that that's when it happened?
Well, we can track the motions of the galaxies. They're all expanding outwards after this initial explosion, and we can work out how long they've taken to get there, travelling at that speed, and you backtrack it, and you find that they all came together about 13.7 thousand million years ago.
So when you say galaxies, can you just define, actually, what is a galaxy versus, you know, the Big Bang, and how did they come into being?
Oh, right. Galaxies are giant aggregations of stars. So something like our own galaxy, you've got maybe about 100,000 million stars all held together by gravity, and galaxies come in shapes that are like frisbees, or they come in shapes like footballs or rugby balls, and they're just big collections of stars all held together. Now, all of these are scattered throughout the universe.
But why would they form a galaxy? Why would they cluster together in there? Why wouldn't they, for instance, just spread out? If you've got something that kicks out in a massive great explosion like we think the Big Bang was, why not just shower everywhere with material? What causes it to begin to come together in that way?
It's because the universe was never exactly the same density throughout. Even in these very early stages before, well, just after the Big Bang, the very early stages, there are some bits that are just slightly more dense than others. And as you know, if there's more matter, it's got more gravity, it pulls more matter between it, towards it. And, you know, you can regard these as the seeds, which kind of pull stuff together, and it starts to accumulate things that are then going to grow into the galaxies we see today.
Why are they different sizes and shapes? Why not just end up with them having a sort of fairly consistent size and aggregation like that? Because they have different structures, don't they, galaxies?
Yeah, they've got different structures, and the key thing might be whether they formed near another galaxy, whether you've got two galaxies forming in the same area, whether they formed in isolation, whether the gas cloud was originally spinning. Things that are spinning tend to condense down into flat disks, so that maybe is how you get a spiral galaxy as opposed to all these kind of ball-shaped ones, which maybe came from a much more static cloud.